couple of rock and roll legends are hitting the road together, and when they take the stage, expect nothing but hits. Don't stop believing. Journey and Def Leppard are teaming up again. It's their second co-headlining tour. The first was in 2006. Journey guitarist Neil Sean and Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott agree the band's fan bases work well together.
You know, every band has their audience, and your audience was kind of like, okay, let's bring it, man. Let's see what you got. And by the end of the show, they were there. So, yeah. You know, everybody, you know, comes with their A game. We all have great players.
And because they've worked together before, Elliott and Sean say there's no fighting over who gets the headline.
There'll be certain gigs where we go, we want that one. And hopefully, you know, it's like, okay, you can have it. I mean, we didn't even argue about San Francisco. It's like, well, it's their hometown. Of course they want that one. So, you know, you do the honorable thing.
Actually, we'd rather open.
Sean says they expect to play to a wide audience, which has been the key to Journey's longevity.
We built, you know, a younger audience as we've been going along all these years. And, you know, demographics is getting younger and younger and younger. And nobody's seen some of these people that are going to be coming. The kids have not seen us. They haven't seen Def Leppard. So we're going to see, you know, I mean, I think we're going to see close to four generations.
The 60-day tour includes concerts at Boston's Fenway Park, Chicago's Wrigley Field, the Forum in Los Angeles, and New York's Madison Square Garden. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrenz with Rivet.